Hi, welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jerry, and today I'm going to introduce a movie called North by Northwest. N-O-R-T-H by B-Y Northwest. N-O-R-T-H-W-E-S-T. North by Northwest. And it's a very famous movie, and it's one of my favorite movies. And it's directed by Alfred Hitchcock, and it stars Cary Grant. It was made in 1959, and it's a story about a man who gets mistaken for a spy. There are these bad guys who think that Cary Grant is a spy, so they try to kill him, they're chasing him, and it goes all over the U.S., and you get to see all kinds of famous sights in America. You get to see the trains, you get to see cornfields and an airplane shooting at Cary Grant, and it's just an amazing movie, and it's really fun to watch, and it's one of my favorite movies, and you should definitely watch it if you're interested in American movies.
Apparently, the only performance that will satisfy you is when I play dead.
In your very next role, you'll be quite convincing, I assure you.
So stay tuned. Coming up next is 美国 Liu, American Slang.
大家好，欢迎来到动感英语. I'm Joanne. 那么今天带给你一个新的影片，它的名字叫 The Sixth Sense， 翻译成叫第六种感觉，就是第六感，第六感的意思。那么它是一部心理恐怖片。啊，那么讲的呢是一个小孩子，他有第六感，他和一个心理医生。 两个人之间发生的故事，一起来看。Okay, look at my face. I was not thinking something bad about you. Got it? Got it. 好，来，各位，今天带给你的美国俚语是这个短语，叫got it. Got it. Yes, very easy. G-O-T. I-T转got it.
This is a slang term for saying I understand.
所以如果你表示我懂意思了，我明白了，你就会用叫 got it 两个字就可以了。那我说你懂了吗？我用声调的 got it. Yes, I got it. 好了，来看下面这个例句。第一个例句挺好，这个句子叫 Hey, I can't quite seem to get this math problem. 这句话的意思是，我再说一遍，我说的慢一点叫 I can't quite seem to get this math problem. 这句话的意思是，来看这个分析。 数学题叫 math problem， 那么前面是 I can't， 我不能 quite 十分 seem to 是表示看起来，那么这个 get 后面这个 get 的意思是 understand， 所以这个句子的意思是否定嘛，表示哎这道数学题我好像不太懂，不太明白。好，我们来看第二个例句啊，第二个句子，我小时候啊妈妈爸爸经常讲嘿， 我是儿子嘛， Hey， I want you to come home。 Right after school. Got it? 这句话的意思是, Hey, 听好了,我让你放学以后,哪儿也别去,赶快回家。听明白了吗? 对吧? 最后两个字,你晓得记住了吗? 叫 got it, 声调记住了, 叫 got it means do you understand? 好,这个句子我们再翻译一遍,它的意思是, Hey, 放学以后,立刻回来,回到家来。听明白了吗? 懂了吗? 这个句子我们叫, Hey, I want you to come home right after school. 懂了吗? 叫 got it.
Look at my face. I was not thinking something bad about you. Got it? Got it?
嗨，各位，欢迎回到经典对白。下面这个片段你会看到我们的这个心理医生呢，在餐厅里面向他的妻子进行了一番表白。原来啊， 今天是两个人的结婚纪念日，不过不知为什么，这个妻子看起来却并不快乐。
So sorry, Ann. I just can't seem to keep track of time. And I didn't have a very good session today. I felt so similar. Same mannerisms, same expressions, same things hanging over their head. I think it might be some kind of abuse. Cole has scratches on his arm. I think there might be fingernail cuts. Defensive cuts, maybe. I don't know. Maybe a teacher or a neighbor. I don't think it's the mother. I've seen her with him and doesn't seem to fit. Or I could just be wrong. Maybe he's just a kid who likes to climb trees a lot. Anna, I know that I've been a little distant. I know that it makes you mad. I just feel like I'm being given a second chance and I don't want it to slip away.
来，各位看过上面的片段，来，我们学习第一个原点。第一个原点是这个短语叫 keep track of time， 这个 T-R-A-C-K 啊，它的本意是轨道的意思，轨迹。那么 keep 是保持，你保持轨迹，时间的轨迹。那么这个短语的意思是表示你要掌控你的时间，你要能够知晓现在的时间，我们叫 keep track of time。 So this way is actually is always to know yes what time it is。所以你想知道你的时间掌控它的话，你会说 keep track of time。 我们来还是看一个例句，好吧，看过例句你就明白这个短语怎么来使用它。来跳第一个例句叫 Hey I have to be somewhere at 8 p.m. So I better keep track of time。 它的中文意思是今天八点钟，晚上八点钟我要去个地方，所以最好我得注意时间了，我得掌控我的时间，别到时候来不及了，对吧，这个意思。那么你来看这个句子，我再重复一遍，它的意思是表示今晚八点我要去个地方，所以现在我最好，嘿老弟，最好我要掌控我的时间，我要小心留心我的时间了。那么这个句子叫 Hey I have to be somewhere at 8 p.m. So I better 我最好 keep track of time。 对，我们来看第二个例句，这个例句是这样的，这个例句叫 Hey Joe can't keep track of time. Yes, and he's often late for important meetings. 这句话的意思是 Joe, J-O-E 的这个人的名字，这个男子的名字。我说这个乔啊，这个家伙他没有时间概念，他总是掌控不好自己的时间。怎么讲呢？这个凡是重要的会议他总是迟到，说是不是他不能够 keep track time.
I know that I've been a little distant. I know that it makes you mad. I just feel like I'm being given a second chance and I don't want it to slip away.
好，各位，我们来看第二个原点，是这个句子叫 I don't want it to slip away.
Feel like I'm being given a second chance and I don't want it to slip away.
这个核心短语叫 slip away. So if something slips away means itGoes away without notice. Slip 是溜的意思，away 是溜走，所以 slip away 是表示溜走了，你都没有感觉，叫 slip away。 我们来看第一个例句，第一个例句是这么讲的，叫 I think I'm gonna try to slip away from the party early tonight so I can have a good break, good rest. 好，这句话的意思是我想我不行，这个今天晚的这个 party 我得早点溜开溜走，因为太累了，我要好好的休息一下。好了，各位，来，我们来看第二个例句。第二个例句是这样的，叫 As we get older time seems to slip away much faster。 这个句子的意思是随着我们的年纪呢越来越长了，越来越老了，我发现这个时间是越来越不够用了，好像是飞快的走掉了。那么这个句子的表达就在刚才用出来一个核心短语叫溜走，没有注意到它就流失掉，叫 slip away， 形容时间再美妙不过。
So sorry I just can't seem to keep track of time and I didn't have a very good session today. Cole has scratchesOn his arm, I think there might be fingernail cuts, defensive cuts, maybe, I don't know. Maybe a teacher or a neighbor. I don't think it's the mother. I've seen her with him and doesn't seem to fit. Or I could just be wrong. Maybe he's just a kid who likes to climb trees a lot. I know that I've been a little distant. I know that it makes me mad. I just feel like I'm being given a second chance and I don't want it to slip away.
接触这个板块之前，我们还是来一个quick review，看看今天学的东西。在俚语里面，哎，我们慢一点啊。在俚语里面，我们学了一个德语叫"你听明白了吗？你懂了吗？"就两个字，如果是声调叫"Do you understand？"不是那个四个字，两个字的词叫"Got it。如果你懂了，你会说"Got it"，很简单，叫"Got it"，Got it，Got it。好了，希望你掌握。 第二个原点就是在经典对白里面学过的叫"嘿嘿嘿"，你有点时间概念好不好？我买块手表送给你，你就可以 keep track of time。再说一遍，这个短语叫 keep track of time。Don't be late for any important meetings anymore，千万不要再迟到。好了，第三个短语叫溜走了，不知不觉的就溜掉了，那个短语叫 sleep away。我们可以表示时间。 刚才刚讲过，还可以表示今晚我想趁机赶快溜掉，明早还有一个会要参加，今晚我要 sleep away。好了，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Treasure Planet. This song is called Always Know Where You Are. It's just a feeling, I wanna feel this place. This place I never thought would be like home. And they're singing about always knowing where you are, where a person who they really care about is. It's good to see the sun. It's good to see the sun. Be outside, see the sun shining. Maybe they were in a dark place for a long time, so now it's good to be where the sun is. And feel this place. To feel it, you know, you can feel something with your hand, but you can also, you know, get a feel for a place by being there, sort of a different kind of feel, diliogan, that kind of feel. This place I never thought would feel like home. So they're in a new place, and it's a place they thought, it's always going to be new and strange. I'm never going to feel like this place is home. But slowly, it's starting to feel like home. And I ran forever, far away, and I always thought I'd end up here alone. To end up someplace is to arrive there, to end up in a location, to end up happy. It means in the end, where are you? How do you feel? What kind of place are you in? You can use it in a location, or you can use it in an emotion, a feeling. I end up happy. In the end, I am happy. I end up in Beijing. In the end, I'm in Beijing. So you can do it anyways. So let's listen to the song, hear more about what happens, and I'll see you next time on Action English. Bye-bye. It's good to see you. I never thought we'd be like